And President Trump also invoking Alan Dershowitz's name in the New York Times interview, saying, and I quote here, I watched Alan Dershowitz the other day. He said, number one, there is no collusion. Number two, collusion is not a crime, but even if it were a crime, there was no collusion. The Harvard Law professor is here with me now. And Professor, let's talk a little bit about this. Collusion, you say it's not a crime. Explain that one to me.
Well, you know, I've been teaching criminal law for 50 years, and I know the federal criminal code pretty well. The word collusion appears only in one context, mm-hmm. and that is if businesses collude with each other in violation of the antitrust law, that's a crime. But there's no crime of collusion with a foreign government. President Trump denies there was any collusion at all, and I haven't seen any evidence. But even if there were collusion, that would not be a federal crime.
So well, is collusion the wrong word? I mean, they haven't come up with anything, and I think we probably would have heard about it by now because they leak. But
for it to be a crime, the campaign would have had to say to the Russians, look, we want you to hack into the Democratic National Committee. Here's the names of the people. We'd like you to get information about them. That would be accessory before the crime of hacking. But just collusion, if the president and his campaign say to the Russians, look, if you help me get elected, we'll help you with sanctions, that would be terrible politically, but it simply wouldn't be a crime. You know, before something can be a crime, you have to find a provision in the federal criminal code that makes it a crime. Maybe it should be a crime, but right now it's not a crime. Mm-hmm.